FM Brunch.
Weekdays, 9 to 12 p.m.
Soul Star and Mawu coming through with Pakate Lami. It's 25 minutes past the hour 11, and welcome to UJFM Brunch. Now, I did say the third and final hour of our Wednesday, we have game changers. Now, who do we have in studio today? Basi, I want you to tell me.
Such an iconic man, bruh. I remember when I was younger and I would always be like, Tandi, where? And just scream my lungs out in the shower, you know?
Making me look ancient.
But of course, we have Vusi Inova in studio.
Now, from Nanini Na to now, he's given us a decade of pure music, and he's not slowing down, guys. He just come from the studio, you just said, right? The entire night.
He's back
with a brand new EP. And honestly, the title says it all. Here to stay.
Yep.
Now, we have Vusi Inova in studio. Welcome to UJFM Brunch.
Thank you so much for having me. Listen, my face is all over this place. Eh?
It had to be. It had to be. We had to do it right.
No. I love this. I love it.
Now, let's take it back to where you come from, right? Can you just tell us briefly about who you are and where you come from, and also how it came about that when at the age of 14, you decided you're going to pursue music in Johannesburg?
Long story. I'm from Port Elizabeth in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
In a township called New Brighton. I've just always loved music, you know. I always say just the Eastern Cape in general is just the hub of reggae music, you know. And then also, obviously, in Kule, Kaweni. I've just always been surrounded by music, you know. And Kusung Makulu. And so when I moved to Joburg when I turned 14 to stay with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got here, and my mom was crazy also over soul music, you know. And I guess my love for music just kind of grew from there. And being in Joburg again just kind of amplified everything, you know. Started going for auditions here and there, just wanting this a bit more, you know. I've never had a plan B. It's always been music for me. So I had to make it work. Like, it's just one of those. It had to work.
And it's actually working. And you really are here to stay. Speaking of here to stay, when you sat down to make this EP, did it feel like a celebration, a reflection of something new entirely?
100%. It was definitely my way of celebrating my biggest album, which is Naninina. That's the album with Naninina, Ndikuthandile, Thandiwe. And that's my biggest album. And this, for me, it was a celebration of that, you know. And I feel... It's still your Vusi Inova sound.
Definitely. Right? I heard it.
Heard it.
It's definitely that. But I think with time comes more experiences, more lessons, wisdom, you know, and certainly more heartbreak. So I think this is... So it's still my sound, yes, but obviously, you know, with time, everything changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the beauty about, and that's why I'm so grateful, I guess, for the gift of music then. Because then I can take all these lessons and experiences and sort of mold them into song and share that with everyone, you know. And for me, it's a plus when then people relate to the music.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, the project is called Here to Stay, and I want you, Johannesburg, to come through and ask the questions that you want to ask Vusi Inova, who is here in studio with us. 063-641-8068 is the number to dial. Don't forget to follow us on our socials.
That's at UJFM. That's on Instagram, TikTok, and on X. Don't forget us on LinkedIn.
Exactly. And we are going to play one of the songs from the EP a little after our news headlines, which is Here to Stay. And I hope you guys enjoy it as much as I did when I woke up 3 a.m. in the
3 a.m.
with a 3 a.m. gang. And we were like, nah, we're going to listen to some good music just to start off our day. Because did we go back to sleep?
No.
But here's our news headlines. But it's on a period. It is exactly 11:30. Oh. Yes, that was the one and only Vusi Inova with Here to Stay. 36 minutes past the hour 11 is where we are at. What a wonderful song, man.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I can reflect because now I'm here to stay.
Oh, dude, that's what I said. At 3 a.m.
What? Sorry, what?
That's what I said at 3 a.m.
Oh, at 3 a.m. Yes, we are still in the game changers.
Oh, yeah. So this project could have been called like anything, but you chose here to stay. Maybe he was hinting that game changer that is here to stay.
Yeah.
So what's the statement that you're actually making with the title?
Yeah. I think the title itself and just I guess the EP, I almost said album. I think it reflects on everything that I've had to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And also the ups and downs, just the doubts, you know, from people. Cause I remember when I started off, you know, people were like, nah, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're not gonna be around for long, you know?
Yeah.
And doubts, just even doubting myself. Do you get what I'm saying? And also I think, and I always say this, I've never been afraid of death, right? But what I am afraid of, my biggest fear is my name dying with the flesh. Because I can tell you right now, the flesh is not going to be here one day, you know? And I think in music, I then found that one thing that will make sure that I sort of live mm-hmm. beyond the grave.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm making sense.
Yes, you want the legacy to live on.
100%,
yeah.
You know? So I think it's my fear of that just gets me just putting music out there all the time. Hence here to stay.
Mm. Yeah. No, you don't have to have any fear. We know that you're here to stay.
Thank you.
You have stayed relevant throughout so many seasons because heartbreak is here every day.
Hey, right? I'm telling you.
It doesn't rest.
Yeah.
So you've stayed relevant and loved for over a decade in the industry, right?
Yeah.
That changes overnight. So what's the real secret to that kind of longevity? Don't tell me about fear. You do not fear anything.
Come on, man. What do you mean?
You don't
what you
seem
talking
like
about?
A person who is scared of anything. I mean, the fact that you came here at the age of 14 to pursue music.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, brother. You can't tell me.
It's
this.
Overcoming all those fears, hey? I think the one thing that's kept me, I guess it's passion.
Yeah.
You know, and also just understanding, as I said before, I've never had a plan B. It's always been plan A for me. So I've had to make it work, you know. More than anything else, it's passion. And I think for me, right? I express myself through singing. And writing, you mm-hmm. know, yeah, man, and so I think I've learned to just, I've never been afraid again to be vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think people love that, people relate to that,
absolutely,
you know, yeah,
tend you,
yeah,
no, like.
All right, so speaking about relatability, your music has this way of holding people through their hardest and softest moments. Do you feel a responsibility carrying that for so many South Africans? I mean,
that's quite interesting. I've never been asked that.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps,
mm-hmm.
you know, now that you mentioned it, you know, perhaps. Because again, I come across so many people saying to me, you know, Ingoma Isso helped me through a difficult time. And that song made me, you know, help me, I don't know, come up with a decision, you know, whether I'm staying with my partner or not, like things like that. So I do feel some sort of, yeah, responsibility. Yeah, that's quite interesting.
Yeah, we should dissect it a little bit
that's
more.
That's interesting.
We need to do
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So now, if someone who's never heard your music press play on Here to Stay today, what do you want them to feel by the end of it?
Yeah, just once again, just understand that you're not the only person going through whatever. You know, we're humans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the fact that I think, man, I think it gives some sort of comfort knowing that you're not the only person going through a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yeah, you're not the only person. You know,
absolutely. We all go through exactly the same thing that Vusinova goes through.
Exactly.
Now, you know,
and
you understand when I was listening to the song called Indigo Ketile, right?
Yes.
And I was like, but why couldn't he have made a song about me? Because you speak about everybody else. Abotandeka.
Abotandeka.
Your turn is coming.
Uketile asimtholi
enwe.
Imagine that. Nah, man. You need to do something about that.
Yeah, your name is a bit difficult.
Yeah.
Ukethiwe
birthday
at
girl. No, Ukethiwe, that one is coming definitely.
But then Ukethiwe, Ketsiwe.
You see, same thing. 6 to 9.
No. You batla yaka alone. No. Ukethiwe, I don't know. Say something nice about her.
It's coming.
Anyway, speaking of Ndigu Ketile, that's the song that we're going to be listening to right now of Vusi Nova. I hope you guys love it as much as I do. And if you have questions to ask us here in Studio 063-641-8068, keep it locked in on Brunch. Now, this is some amazing music, so much so that we decided to play Ndigu Ketile again, because we did speak about how Vusi needs to come back and do a song for me. That's what we are doing, right?
It's coming.
And
up.
Next time you come back, we'll be talking about the song, Ketsi, breaking it down. Like, Ketsi, how did you come up with this song? And then you're big,
yes.
You were the inspiration. You were the.
Put it out to the universe.
I am definitely putting it out to you, because you are the one in studio right now. So now let's talk about your legacy. And what is next? This is still UGFM Brunch. If you've just joined us with KDG, Basi Wasi, and we have Vusi Nova on Game Changers. So when people talk about Vusi Nova 20 years from now, what do you want them to say?
Man, I wanna go down as one of the best to ever do it, man.
Absolutely. You
know, in terms of just, again, singing. I love performing. I love being on stage. I think I come alive when I'm on stage, you know.
We can and people
don't believe this.
Yeah, we
people
do.
Don't believe that I'm extremely shy. Hey?
Never.
But you see, that's the thing, guys. I'm so shy. I'm extremely shy.
You do not seem like an introvert.
I'm 100% an introvert. I think again because of the line of work that I'm in, I've kind of learned to hide it well.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm extremely shy. But I definitely want to go down as just the best, one of the best to ever do it, if not the best. You know, hence I said to you guys, I never want my name to ever be forgotten.
Okay, so now I want to know, since you say that you're shy and you're an introvert, do you have an alter ego when you get on stage?
100%.
What's this alter ego's name?
Snova.
Snova.
I'm not Snova, guys. Snova.
All right. I love that.
All right, so what's next for you after Here to Stay? Do we have more surprises? More music? More Ketsiwe?
You know what's crazy? the very same day that I released, which was the 1st of July, I was literally in studio the night before that, and then the Kupa, like a little snippet of a song that's not in the album, and people are going crazy. It's called Ibali. They want it. They're like, what? We thought Ibali was in the album. Like, what do you mean it's not in there?
What do you mean it's not in there? See, now we are asking.
What do you mean?
I was in studio this morning as well. I don't know. I've just told myself. Well, I told myself that I'm not gonna take out any music for the next 3 years. but I don't know if that's possible.
No, it's not possible. We need more music, and we need more music videos.
100%. So,
are there music videos coming for this?
So, EP? Just to answer that, so there's two coming. The first one is coming out in 2 weeks' time.
Mm.
And then the second one, 2 weeks after that.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my own record label. My artist.
Shine!
Yes, guys, Nova Sounds.
Shine!
I'm about to audition right now. Just give me a second.
Oh, yes, I need to listen to that. 047 is releasing. I'm not sure if you guys know 047, it's a group trio. They're releasing the EP very soon as well. Ugwanda, one of my other artists, on the 14th of this month, he's taking out his single. Man, just music and more music.
That's it. That was the plan. And
that
you're
was
sticking
the plan.
To
music,
it.
More and more and more and more.
Wow. Okay. No, that's lovely. And then next year, Boma, June, Katie will be taking out her EP also on on Vusi Nova's record coming. I'm just saying.
By the way, guys, this coming month, my tour is starting. So we're literally going everywhere. The whole of South Africa, Cape Town. So Western Cape, Eastern Cape, KwaZulu, Mpumalanga, we're coming your way.
Oh, and no, that is wonderful.
Yeah, we're putting out the dates very soon. Mm-hmm. I think on Monday, the dates go out. So yeah, we're coming to your city, man.
No, that's lovely. Now, before we let you go, is there anything you want to say directly to the fans who've walked this entire journey with you?
Thank you. Uh-huh. That is the one thing, you know,
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think yeah, people just keep on showing and proving that to me, you know. So thank you so much. Thank you to you guys as well. I mean, it's through these kind of platforms that people get to hear our music. You know, thank you so much to you guys. And thank you to your listeners. I love you.
No, oh, no, that's absolutely lovely. And you know who is your biggest fan in the studio?
Who?
But it's Anapiri. And guess what? It's her birthday.
So, with my voice, with my voice, Echileo, can we sing for her?
Oh, yes.
With my voice, please help me, because my voice is Mishila, guys.
I'm gonna like, okay. Now I'm gonna ruin it. I'm so scared.
You're gonna ruin it?
Yeah, so it's better if you do it.
You just said it was a Kupi album.
Yeah, but
album.
I get it for rapper. It's not the same.
Cool.
So I'm going to leave it to the professionals.
Come help me.
Okay.
So, happy birthday to you.
Yahweh.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Basi. Happy birthday to you.
Ooh, so beautiful. This is the best birthday ever.
Happy birthday, my darling.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
What are we buying you? What are we buying you for
we
your birthday?
We are buying her a ticket to your concert.
And there we go.
Let's go.
Thank you so much for joining us in studio. Now, where can people find you on social media?
Yeah, so Instagram, VusiNova1, and everywhere else, VusiNova. And once again, guys, it is out. It's titled Here to Stay. Well, we just did a launch on this past Friday, on the 24th.
Oh.
Amazing. It was out at Zoo, the Infant Square. Amazing. And you guys missed out.
Eh, I get a pella now. We are here now.
You guys missed out.
But we're going to be at the concert, so that's even better.
Better?
See you guys soon.
We're going to be touring with him. We got to cover it.
You need coverage.
Can this tour just start already?
Yes.
No, we are definitely ready for it. And that was VusiNova right here on Game Changers, guys. He is still in the game and he is not going anywhere. One more time, he is here to
stay.
Let's go pay the bills. And when you come back, we're going to wrap it all up right here on UJFM Brunch O'Clock.
UJFM Brunch.
Weekdays, 9 to 12 p.m. Yeah.